Today, I'm going to break down the most epic failure of a launch that I have had to date and the three reasons why it did not work out. Also, know that this was recorded in my car, so that background noise you're going to hear is my car. So enjoy. Hello and welcome to the Profitable Practice Podcast with me, Andrea Maxim, naturopathic doctor turned healthpreneur. And every week, I'm bringing you no nonsense, no BS, actionable strategies to create a practice that is not only profitable, but fully sustainable by you. If you're an action taker like me and want to create a practice that is profitable, then you've come to the right place. Hey, hey, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the Profitable Practice Podcast. I am, of course, your host, Andrea Maxim, and today is going to be basically a complete debrief of my last big launch that I did, and I did this launch back in, We are July, so I did this in June. Oh my goodness, I was going to say September, and that is so not the right month. Shows where my brain is at. So I did this back in June. Towards the middle of June, you may or may not have witnessed that. You may or may not have been on my email list. If you were, I'm also going to send you an apology, which is all part of today's debrief, because not every launch we do is going to go well. In fact, I would classify this one as an epic fail from a revenue-generating perspective, but equally as important for me to share with you what has worked as it is for what doesn't work and why it didn't work. So I want to cover kind of the three major mistakes as to why my launch failed and what I'm doing now to make the business better. So if you want to get a complete map to what I do whenever I launch, especially using webinars, I will have a link in the show notes for you to download my five-figure webinar launch map. In the past, this launch map has served me very well with regards to getting new patients in or filling up my Maximize Your Clinic course. This time, it didn't go so well, but it had nothing to do with the system. It had nothing to do with the tech. It had nothing to do with the emails not being set up properly or the webinars going wrong from, again, a technology perspective. It all came down to the top three mistakes that most people are making, and I made the exact same ones. But I would say from all of the launches that I've done, I learned the most from this one, and it is what has kind of, it was a tipping point for me to really take a step back in the Maximize Business company and look at how I was showing up, where I was showing up in the industry, whether I knew my audience well enough or not. It really kind of unveiled a lot of the cracks and the weaknesses that I had as a business owner helping you guys. And this is also something that I translate into my clinical practice. This is something that you should be translating into your business, because it doesn't really matter what market you are selling to. Marketing and selling is pretty much the same. And I wanted to make sure I had an episode, which I've been kind of teasing for the past couple of episodes, that we were going to have a full debrief. And here we are. So the reason why I did the launch is I wrote it down in my 90-day goals. I had just finished coming off of two very successful launches into my Next Level program. They were both in beta, and I basically filled both of them up just with emails. So I figured with this launch being the third time around, if I stepped it up with webinars and Facebook ads and doing all of the graphics and sending out all of the emails, that I was sure to get 40 members. That was kind of like my amazing goal, was 40 members joining the Next Level program. In the past, I'd filled up 10 and 8. And this time I was like, well, if I step up the performance and all of the front end stuff, then there's no reason why I couldn't just hit this out of the park. So that was kind of my number going into it. I basically reused the same structure that I've used in my previous launches, and that is the exact structure that I'm going to give to you in that freebie download, my five-figure launch map. But the predominant thing was I knew I wasn't really feeling it. Energetically, I didn't think that it was the right thing for me to do, this launch. I really didn't know how I was going about doing it. Most people, when they do big launches like I just did, will plan it out for months. Me being the type of entrepreneur that I am, I was just like, oh, I'll just like wing it. So in 2 weeks, I decided I was going to do it because I wrote it down and I wanted to be integral to myself, which is a big, what would the word be? Sort of like a big part of our manifesto in the Next Level program. And I said, okay, well, I wrote down that I was going to do it. I wanted to start by getting testimonials from all of the Next Level 2 members, which I did, most of them in video, just like I had done in the first round. So I just thought I had all of the pieces that I needed to have a massive launch. Like, I really saw myself at the end of the whole thing just like crushing it with 40 people in my group and all that revenue in my bank account and feeling like I would be in a really sweet spot when it comes to where my business was at. And that was really going to help me bring me to my goals of making 6 figures online this year. So I had the emails written. I updated the copy with like new copy that I thought was really tapping into what the person needed. I used a lot of the emails previously that I had used with my other Next Level launches. And again, remember, I filled those up just with emails. So I thought this was going to be a surefire hit. I created a sales page, which I had not even created for the other one. So I actually spent the time and put all the testimonials on there, put all the social proof on there, put a ton of social proof into the webinar itself, recreated the webinar slide deck so that it flowed all promoting successes that the students had had. Again, I thought I did everything correctly. People signed up relatively well. And here's my first mistake. And this is the first mistake that I think a lot of people are making, is I didn't know what I wanted my webinar to stand for. And that was really the tipping point to why the whole launch fell apart in my mind. Is I said, well, you know what? What's something unique that people want? I even posted on social media thinking I was going to do it more about time management and how I could save you time when it comes to getting things done in your business. But then I figured, well, that's not really what the program is selling. It's what people are receiving. People are saving a shit ton of time in the Next Level program because basically we have my virtual assistant doing all of your work. I'm giving you all of the templates and strategies and everything that I've ever used in the past 8 years of my marketing and sales in my office, making multiple six figures. So I didn't want to sell you what you needed. I wanted to sell you what I thought you wanted. So I came up with copywriting and proper messaging so that on the front end, you could attract more patients. This did not resonate well with most people. The webinar conversions were pretty good for the industry. I got about 20% conversion of people from the opt-in page to actually registering for the webinar. My show-up rates were anywhere between, let's say, 20 and 40%, which was pretty good. But typically, in the past, at the end of every webinar, I would make at least one sale live, and then I would usually double that through the email sequence by the end of the launch. I made 0 sales on the first webinar. I had 3 more to go. They were all on different days, so this whole thing was going on for 2 weeks. I did another webinar at the end of the week, made 0 sales. No sales came off of the live webinars. And that was my first sign that something was definitely amiss. I was missing something in my messaging. I was missing something in promoting the program and showing the value of the program. So number one mistake was just at the very front end, I wasn't giving people what they actually wanted. I wasn't speaking to what you wanted, and therefore just getting you on the webinar was not ideal. My second mistake was during the webinar, I wasn't showing you the value that you were going to get from the program. I was selling you the program and I was showing you all the things you were getting with the program, but there wasn't any transformation that I was showing people. And the way we need to have people work with us in our businesses is they don't care how you're going to get them there. They want to know what is the transformation that they are going to receive by working with you. They don't care if it's drinking all the smoothies. If that helps them lose 20 pounds, they will do it. They don't care if it is, you know, creating all the meal plans and having them exercise at 6 a.m. every single day. If that is going to give them the transformation that they want, if that is going to improve their quality of life, they are going to opt in. And when I reflect back on how the slides went, I was giving a ton of social proof. I was showing a ton of examples, but I really didn't show the transformation that people were going to receive by working with me in the Next Level program. I didn't have to the previous time, so I figured I wouldn't have to this time. The problem is the previous two times I was sending emails out to my warm audience who I had been warming up appropriately for the past year or two. Then I went completely cold on my emails. Hardly anybody was opening them when I was sending them out to them. So I was trying to sell this $2,000 program to a cold audience who didn't know me from Adam. And you just can't sell a $2,000 program to cold audiences without warming them up in some way, shape, or form. So that was the number two mistake. Then my number three mistake, and as I alluded to at the very beginning of the podcast, to those that were receiving my emails, my sincerest apologies. Usually what I do when I do a launch is I do list management. So I use Infusionsoft and I tag everybody based on the interest that they are showing. So if they are showing interest into a program that I'm offering, I will only continue to email those people. Because I was putting this together basically last minute, I didn't do that. I said, you know what? Screw it. I'm emailing everybody, whether they want to hear about this offer or not. I'm emailing my entire list. And because of that, I think 30 people opted out and I only had maybe 300 people that were actually receiving the emails to begin with, whether they were opening it or not. 30 people opted out immediately by the end of that week's worth of emails. They were being inundated by material that they did not want to hear. They had no interest in joining the Next Level program. And the main reason why a lot of people opted out, and this could be you if you are listening, was because I just inundated you out of nowhere. There is no warm up at all. I just filled your inbox for 7 days with, I think, at least 15 emails. So my sincerest apologies. I went about it completely wrong. And I went about it because, again, I wasn't planned. I just kind of did it because I wrote it down. And I was just putting as much effort into hitting up my list and hitting up people with the program as I could without actually thinking it through. So by the end of the whole launch, I sold to 1.5 people. What I mean by that is I sold the program for $2,000 to one person, and I had another person upgrade from a previous program into it at half the price. It is what it is. What I will say that helped me get through it is not once was I ever attached to those 40 people that I wanted to get in. Not once during that launch did I say, shit, like if this doesn't make it, if I can't make those 40 people sign up with me, if I can't get this done, then I'm just going to throw in the towel. I'm going to stop running the maximized business. Obviously, people don't want to return the favor of me giving away all this amazing content. That is what the old me definitely would have done. That is what I did after my 5-day lead magnet challenge, where again, I put in a ton of information. I showed up live for 5 days and zero people bought my program. And I took like a 3-month hiatus from emailing anybody, even being on the computer, because I was so devastated. But throughout the, I think it was close to 4 weeks of launching, and I was up for hours making all of this material. I could not get off my laptop because I needed to get all this stuff done, or I thought that I did. The whole time when people weren't signing up to the webinar as much as I wanted, when people weren't showing up to the webinar as much as I wanted, when nobody bought off of the webinars, I still remained in a place of service. And I still said to myself, even if one person signs up, I will have done what I set out to do. If only one person signs up for the Next Level program, then that is the person who I was meant to serve. And in the very first call of my Next Level program, I always have a call based on mindset with people. And that mindset piece is about showing up as if you were already that point B person, not where you are now. And always, always coming from a place of service and not a place of survival. Survival mode is, I have to make this work. If I don't have anybody buy, then I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know how I'm going to pay my bills. I'm going to just call up everybody and email everybody and try to get them on the phone with me so I can make a sale, a quick buck. I will drop my prices just so I can make a quick sale. That is not coming from a place of service. And I promised myself throughout the whole thing that I wasn't going to get attached to the results. And yes, I was definitely going through the roller coaster of emotions that a launch brings up. I was definitely feeling upset and a little bit defeated that I didn't create what I thought was going to be a shoe-in. But as I said, I learned so much from this failed launch that now I'm approaching the maximized business with a clear head, trying to figure out my blue ocean and what it is that you guys need that has not been created yet, to separate myself from the competition that is doing the exact same thing that I want to do and really standing for something. And I've now aligned myself with a mentor who is going to help me rewrite my messaging and help me create a program that is more based off of me and my beliefs and where I want to support you in your business and how I'm going to do that and what it is that I stand for and what it is that I don't like about the industry and what is it that I don't like about, you know, the education that we receive, and finding a unique way to give you those six-figure results that you deserve, but in a way that nobody else is doing it, or in a way that no one has taught you before. And that is really where the Maximize business is now going. Had I not had that epic failure, and let me just tell you, those two people that are in the Next Level program right now are the most amazing, dedicated people that I could have ever asked for. They are showing up, they are doing the homework, they are dedicated to making their business a success. It has been like coaching 10 people and I only have 2, and I am just as satisfied and as happy to be doing that with them than I was the 18 people that I've trained before. The Next Level program and the live group coaching that I'm offering has been something that I've been wanting to do for years. I'm just now trying to find the right way to do it. And I will be reaching out to you guys for help so that I can make sure that I am giving you exactly what you want and that I am giving you all of the strategies that you need in the way that the digital healthpreneur deserves to be showing up, in a way that is going to map the vision that I have since created for my business, which is helping all healthcare and wellness professionals achieve a multiple six-figure business where they are leveraging their time to leave work and be present with their family and go on vacations without feeling guilty about not working on their business all the time while maintaining a solid sense of self, and sense of self being that you stand for your beliefs and you show up in an authentic way and you continue to be the person you want to be, not the person everybody else thinks that you should be. And that has become the new vision for Maximize Business. And I cannot wait to show you guys what we have coming up over the next 3-6 months and the material and what I'm going to be sharing with you. It feels so amazing to have made this shift. And that is why I would say freedom comes in the failures. When you're doing everything right, when everything is a success, you don't learn. And I say this to all of my employees. I've always said this to my husband whenever he feels like he's doing something wrong. I said, look, you're not going to learn anything if you're constantly doing it right. The only time you will ever learn about what needs to change, what can improve, how can you make this better, is by not having it go well. And for this to be such an epic failure, again, from a revenue generating perspective, not all around, I wouldn't have finally stepped back and restructured exactly how my business is now going to show up in this industry. And I feel more in control of my business now than when I was just trying to find a place in a red ocean of other health coaches and people that were offering module-based programs that were going through all the same motions that B-School did, and B-School's been around for a really long time. That is not what's going to happen moving forward. I promise you that you are going to see Maximize Business show up in a completely different way. And I hope that this podcast also relieves some of the pressure and noise that you may have around how you are marketing and why you are not seeing people book in. Because I'd say one of the biggest things we work on the most in the Next Level program is messaging. And it's learning how to speak to your audience so that they feel the feels, because you can't sell based on logic. You always sell based on emotion, and learning to tell stories and learning to give people tangible examples that they can visualize themselves on that hero's journey to the transformation that you are promising them. And I feel like because of school, because of where we came from, we are so attached to talking about the vehicle and everything that they're going to get, and we're selling the program. But really what we need to be doing is selling the lifestyle. And that is where marketing is changing. And unfortunately, a lot of healthcare practitioners are still being taught the old ways. They're still doing the old ways. I see it every single time with my students. We need to burst out of this bubble of school jargon and everybody knows the terminology that I'm using, when in reality, the people that you're trying to attract know our words at a grade 4 level. So even one of the students that are in my program right now, you know, he's still using terms like root cause and total body or individualized medicine, while yes, those are terms that people understand. It's still too medical based. We have to be using different terminology to help people understand again the power and the magic that we have, so that we can get them to their weight loss goals, so we can get them pregnant, so that they can feel pain free for the first time in their lives. I promise you, people don't care how many meal plans you are giving them, how many emails you're going to send them out every day, how many times you're going to have them in their in your office or having a meeting with them online to get them there. They just don't care about that. And if you're being taught that by anybody, I promise you, you are going to see the results that I just had, where you are not dialing in how you stand apart, what your blue, like you have to create the blue ocean within this industry, and the healthcare industry is super saturated. But luckily, there are a few tweaks that we can make so that you can stand out. For instance, the beginning of the year, I created the GATT protocol, which is my copyrighted protocol now that I use with all patients. Nobody is using that term. Nobody has created the GATT protocol. I am the first one, to my knowledge. And that is now the platform that allows me to stand out amongst all of the other red oceans. So, with that in mind, I would love to get on a 30-minute strategy call with you and maybe help to brainstorm and hash out some of the ideas that we can come up with or some of the pieces of copy that you're working on that I can audit for you and show you how I would improve it so that you can be a lot more successful than most of the people out there. And I have that booking link in the show notes for you to click on, sign up wherever my schedule allows, and we will have a Zoom call and go over everything. And this will also give me, as I said, a perfect opportunity to know what it is that you need help with, because the demands of business is changing, the demands that our clients are having on us is changing, and it's our job to stay with the tides, if not expect what will change and be there first. And for anybody who is in my tribe, you guys are going to be the people that are groundbreaking the healthcare industry. And if I can show you the way or shine a little bit of light on that, I will happily do so. So please click that link that's in the show notes and book that strategy call with me, and we will have a chat immediately. And get you moving forward in a phenomenal new direction. Okay, that is the end of this episode. I hope you enjoyed it, and I strongly recommend you go back to episode 104 and 105, where I talk about stepping outside your comfort zone, because really, that was the precipice that got me to where I am now with regards to all of the material and changes that we're talking about. So I'm Andrea Maxim, and I will see you next time. I'm out. You guys are killer. Thank you as always for listening to the Profitable Practice Podcast. Leave me a comment, and if you haven't already, I would love a review in iTunes. Definitely subscribe to this podcast and leave me a quick review. For those ready to maximize your practice, contact me at www.maximizedbusiness.ca.